This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 816. IELTS student Yo yearns to win writing task 2.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Three-key student Yo from Taiwan wrote the winning essay last month, and today you'll find out why. She's taken the exam a few times, but next time will be her last. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We have an awesome writing genius today for you guys. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Hello, everyone. My name is Yo. I'm from Taiwan.
Taiwan! I used to live in Taiwan. Where in Taiwan do you live?
Well, my hometown is in the countryside, but I currently work in Taipei City, which is our capital.
Yes, I lived in Taipei for many years. That's awesome. All right, Yo. So, I love that your name is Yo. It's so fun to say that. All right. So, Yo, let's start off, before we get to why your essay was so amazing, let's start off by sharing your IELTS experience with our listeners. How many times have you taken the exam?
Okay, so I feel a bit embarrassed to say that, but to be honest, I took it for about 4 or 5 times. Yeah.
Okay, don't be embarrassed. Yo, I am sure there are so many listeners out there that felt a sudden sense of relief because they can't identify with you, Yo. So many people out there, you know this, have to take the exam so many times before they get the scores they need. All right, so what scores do you need to get the next time you take the exam?
I need 7 I need 7 on my reading, listening, as well as speaking. And for writing, I need only 6.5, fortunately. Okay.
The essay that you wrote for last month's writing wizard contest was above that. Like, you should definitely be able to get 6.5 or higher on writing. Why are you taking the exam?
Because I'm a nurse in Taiwan, and I wish one day I can practice nursing in the UK.
Oh, lovely. Oh, that's awesome. Okay, Yo, let's talk about your writing. So why do you think that your essay won last month?
I never expected that, to be honest. And I guess the reason you chose my essay is because I applied your strategy. And while I was doing the essay, I kept reminding myself to use good words and stick on to the template you shared with me.
Yes. Now, do you think you can do that on the real exam?
Yes, I can. As long as I practice more.
All right. So guys, let me let you in on a little secret here, everyone listening today. The person that wins the Writing Wizard contest, they get a free 15-minute class with me before we do the recording. So Yo and I have been talking about these writing woes that I'm sure a lot of you out there experience. The thing is, like, you need a 6.5 and you can definitely get there, right? What do you think has been holding you back so far from that score?
So far, okay, so before I took 3 Keys IELTS course, I feel like I had no strategy about my essay. I mean, I don't know the structure, and I didn't know how to improve my performance. And I always just wrote whatever I thought of. So
yeah,
I really think that's not good. I think I could say I didn't have a strategy at all.
So would you say that your experience of writing now is a lot more comfortable? Like you feel more confident in your writing?
Oh, yes. Because even though last time I didn't hit my goal overall. And but I still feel quite confident and peaceful when I took the exam, because I really knew exactly what I need to apply.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So guys, let's hear a little bit from the winning essay. First of all, the task two question last month was, people are unhealthier today as compared to 50 years ago, with increased rates of preventable illnesses such as diabetes and high cholesterol. Why is this? What can be done to make people healthier? So, of course, guys, classic problem solution question. And this was right up your alley because you're a nurse.
Yeah.
So would you say that like you felt pretty confident about this topic?
Oh yeah, let's maybe also the reason I could write this essay, because I truly had ideas. Because sometimes when it comes to some unfamiliar topics, I don't think I could make it.
Oh, for sure. I mean, no matter how much you guys prepare, some of it does come down to luck. Like, what questions are you going to get? I mean, I was an examiner for 14 years, right? We say that all the time on the show. You guys know that. And I could tell you that, okay, it's rare. This doesn't happen a lot, but there are some tests every year where when I sat down to grade all the essays that week and I looked at the question, I was like, oh my God, nobody's getting above a 6 this week. Like, there's just some times where the questions are like impossibly hard, which, okay, fingers crossed, that's not going to happen to you, Yo. That's not going to happen to any of our listeners. But I mean, we have to be real, right? Some of it does depend on the topic. If you're a healthcare worker and you get a health topic, oh my gosh, that is like such a big gift. So maybe that played into your winning essay, but I could tell you, one of the main reasons why you won was because your ideas were so strong. Yes, but the way you organized those ideas were so clear. I mean, you even said, Yo, before we started recording, that your ideas are abundant, as you said, great vocab. It's just a matter of sticking to the template and making sure that they're clear and organized. So that's like your biggest challenge, right? Between now and your test. Okay, so I've shared the question. Now I'll share a little bit from your winning essay. So in the second paragraph, I loved how specific you got with your example. So we're talking about the causes in paragraph 2, and you said the sedentary lifestyle due to the addiction of using prevailing digital products. All right, that was so good. Like, the paraphrasing in there was so amazing. And like, this is what I want people to notice from that sentence. You guys, you don't have to have complicated ideas. The ideas can be simple. It's how you express it. So all you're saying is like, people are lazy because of technology. Like, that's basically what you're saying. But the vocab is so good. Did it take you a while to like express yourself like that in this essay? Did you have to go back and like change it to paraphrase better? Or like, what was your writing process like here?
Because I remember when I learned sedentary lifestyle, and somebody told me that's a good word. And when I organize this part, I just think, okay, I have to apply this.
Yes, awesome.
Yes, I need to use it. Then of course, addition isn't a big word for for me, and I just gradually and compose this sentence.
Hello, awesome students. If you want a chance to win at writing, you can join our wizard contest. But you have to be a member of Three Keys IELTS. So join today, everyone. Check it out now. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. That's allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, so in your writing process, Yo, do you find yourself making a lot of corrections when you proofread?
Yes, I did. Because I, let me think of the process.
That's okay. This is good spontaneous practice for your speaking exam.
Maybe, yeah, I guess while I was writing it, I changed. First, every time when I finish a sentence, I check it again. And after I finish my whole essay, I check it again. I can't remember how many times I reviewed my essay. And, but still, wasn't very careful. I missed some spelling, misspelled.
Okay, but let me stop you there, Yo. I'm going to ask you to do something different in your writing process, okay? Don't stop after every sentence to proofread that one sentence. Uh-huh. Because if you stop that much while you're writing, it interrupts the flow of your thoughts. And then you have to take time to like get back into the writing process. So if you're stopping that often, it's not the best use of your time. Mm-hmm. All right. So guys, and this is straight from the three key system. We have to approach writing the most efficient way we can, right? And our brains can't think of everything at once, and we can't switch between tasks all the time and be effective at all the tasks. So if you're trying to be like, okay, ideas, organization, now think about vocab and grammar. Okay, back to the ideas and organization, back to the vocab and grammar. It's not effective, all right? So stick to the three key strategies, Yo. The second step, the writing, is just about writing and organization. Get your ideas out there in an organized, specific way. And then save all that brain power for the end and go back and proofread everything and look for vocab and grammar mistakes.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So this is really important. I really want you to try that from now on, okay?
Yes.
Okay. And just as a last note here about her essay, I said that Yo had awesome specific ideas and they were very clearly organized. So to extend from the reason of being addicted to technology and that making people sedentary, awesome vocab, you went on to talk about the virtual reality gadget and gave the example of adventure seekers experiencing surfing while actually lying on the sofa. Like, that is such an entertaining and appropriate idea. I loved it. I loved your essay immediately.
Now I'm confident to say that I didn't review the sentence. Oh. Because that's all spontaneous. Spontaneous.
Gosh. Well, it was really good. I think, Yo, you definitely. So before we started recording, Yo was asking me, like, can I actually increase all of these scores? Can I do this? Yes, Yo, you have such amazing English level. And I think this gap you're trying to fill, it's two things, right? And guys, this goes to a lot of listeners out there, you guys listening. One is just like confidence, right? Knowing how amazing you are. And that could be talking to a teacher like me and having me tell you you're amazing. And then the second thing is, because of that confidence, don't second guess yourself, right? Trust those strategies. And that's true for writing. That's true for reading. It's true for everything. So, yo, yes, you definitely have huge potential to get higher scores than you need. It's just a matter of establishing that confidence and practicing those strategies over and over again. Okay?
Yes. Okay, thank you.
All right. All right. So, yo, do you have any advice for our listeners out there who need to take IELTS?
Well, I think excuse me.
That's okay.
Hello? Hello. Okay. I'd like to say, like everybody knows, practice makes perfect, and one cannot get a tremendous result without putting much effort on it. Well, at least not for me. But I also believe that getting feedback from a professional is extremely crucial, because you have to know your weakness and how you can hone your skills. And otherwise, your improvement can be very limited. So I truly thank Jessica, because you give me some essay feedbacks, and I think that's why I know how to improve myself and just try to strengthen my advantages and improve my other weakness part.
Awesome. Yes, thank you for saying that, yo. But it's so true, right? Like, we can't teach ourselves what we don't know, right? And that's just the plain fact of life. And guys, you can do so much to improve on your own, for sure. Like, I'm not taking away from anybody's hard work. But at a certain point, you have to get some help. You have to have a professional look at what you're doing and say, all right, so this and this and this are great. Keep doing those things. But you might want to think about changing this and this and this. So, okay, that's awesome. I'm really glad our feedback is helping you, yo. And thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, have a good day, yo.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.